以下讲座是关于《圣典博加雅谈》第四篇第三十章第四十五个诗节的题目是贪婪、色欲、愤怒和维杜拉 Vidula 的身世。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2004年10月21号，地点是香港庙。那个的梵文诗节是这样的 Tatonia Marutau Rajan Amunchan Muktato Rusa Mahinia Varudan Katum Samvataka Ivatiate。 译文：我敬爱的国王啊，在毁灭之时，施威神呢出于愤怒，由他口中喷出火焰和空气，他令到所有的地球的表面都完全是没有树的，而那些 Pachetas 亦都同样是这样做的，他们在口里面是喷出火和气的。要指在这个诗节 Vidura 维杜拉是被称呼为 Rajan， 意思就是说哦国王。在这方面来讲，一位的先前的灵性导师叫 Srila Vishwanatha Chakarati Thakur 就评论了，他说一个 Dira， 一个很冷静和是一个圣洁的意思，他是永远都不会愤怒的，因为他经常他永远是处于这个奉爱服务里面的。进步的奉献者来讲，他可以控制他们的感官，因此一个奉献者来讲就被称为 Rajan， 一个国王了。一个国王来讲能够控制和管理在不同的方面，在对他们的市民。同样来讲，一个人能够控制他们的感官的时候，就是他们的感官的皇帝了。他是一个 Swami 或者是一个过 Swami， Swami 呢或者是过 Swami 呢，因此有时被称为是 Maharaj， 意思就是说皇帝了。
Shesha is a serpent. He's a celestial serpent who resides at Patala Loka at the bottom of the universe.
除了 Shiva 是这个负责毁灭之外，还有 Shesha 石沙的这位蛇的化身来讲，它是在这个 Patala Loka 在这个宇宙里面的底部那里是存在的。
And he supports the planets on his hoods.
它是用它的蛇的头头顶是顶住所有不同的星球的体系的。
By supporting them on his hoods, he's maintaining the universe.
它是顶住不同的 宇宙的星球，因此它是支持维系这个宇宙的。
But he also does the work of destruction.
当然他也是负责毁灭之一的。
Both Shesha and Shiva destroy the universe.
两者呢 ，Shiva 神呢，同埋呢个 Shesha 嘅化身呢，亦都系负责毁灭嘅。
And they do it in the same way, fire and air coming out.
佢哋两者呢个方式都系一样嘅，都系咧喷啲火啦，同埋喷啲气咧系出嚟咧嚟毁灭嘅。
We are told also in this verse that one who is dira, one who is sober-minded, or a sage, he will not become angry.
咁呢度咧，你都解释咗喺《巴霍巴要旨》里边咧，一个 dira， 即系一个咧系头脑清醒冷静或者一个圣洁嘅人咧，佢系唔会愤怒嘅。
It is said in Bhagavad Gita, there are 3 gates to hell.
咁博加梵歌咧系解释咗啦，有三道门咧系通向地狱嘅。
愤怒。
Krishna states there are 3 gates leading to hell.
Anger, lust, greedy.
Yeah.
咁咧就问在座各位啦，咁 Radha Kun 咧最后咧就答啦，佢话咧系愤怒啦、色欲啦同埋贪婪嘅，咁啊冇错，讲得啱嘅。
Yeah, lust, anger, and greed, 3 gates to hell. So.We should always be very careful never to become a victim of these 3 things.
所以呢我们要做人要很小心，千万不要成为这个受害者啦， 是呢令到自己呢是通向地獄呢受制于这个愤怒啦色欲啦同埋贪婪嘅。
But still, anger can be used in the service of Krishna.
但依然呢一个我哋嘅愤怒呢可以用嚟服务 Krishna 嘅。
Actually, so can lust and so can greed. They can all be used in the service. But one has to be a very advanced devotee to do so.
咁就即係同样嚟讲呢咁呢个色欲啊同埋呢个嘅贪婪呢都可以用嚟服务 Krishna 嘅。咁但係要利用呢啲嘅品质嘅时候一个人呢要到达呢个好高阶嘅奉献服务阶段先得㗎。
Like in the Krishna book, there's a story about one lady, a young woman who was lusty for Krishna. You know?
咁啊，喺呢個 Krishna book 啦 ，Krishna 嘅故事嗰本嘅書裏邊咧，係有描述啊。有一位女士咧，係對 Krishna 咧產生色慾嘅心嘅。咩名咧
？Know this story? Have a guess. You know, have you read the Krishna book? Yes. Thank you.
Good job.
咁咧就問下在座大家啦。咁嗰個女士係咩名咧？大家都睇過 Krishna book 啦。咁啊 ，Radha Kun 最后答咧系叫 Kubja， 冇错啦，答啱咗嘅。
Very good， yeah， Kubja。Kubja was a lady who was made her service was to make sandalwood paste for Kamsa， and Krishna came to Mathura and he was walking in Mathura and he met Kubja。
咁 Kubja 咧嘅服务咧就系去做一啲嘅檀香嘅浆液啦，去服务佢呢个嘅。國王咧叫做咧係堪薩王嘅，咁當時咧Krishna 咧就同埋其他人咧就喺呢個嘅 Mathura 嗰個嘅井嗰度咧係出現嘅時候咧，咁佢咧就遇上呢個 Kubja 啦。
He met Kubja, so Kubja saw Krishna and she thought, oh, he's so handsome.
咁 Kubja 咧就見到 Krishna 之後咧就覺得佢好英俊啦，咁受到佢美貌吸引嘅。
Captivated by him and She offered all the sandalwood paste, which was meant for Kamsa. She gave it all to Krishna.
佢咧就将手上咧嗰啲嘅檀香浆液咧，原本系俾堪萨王嘅，佢就反而咧就供奉晒呢啲嘅檀香浆液咧，俾晒俾 Krishna.
And then later on, also Krishna even visited to her house. So
之后咧，曾经咧Krishna 咧去佢屋企咧探访过佢嘅。
She's an example of a devote person who was lusty for Krishna. The gopis also have a type of lust for Krishna, but it is different from Kubja's lust.
咁咧，佢就一个好嘅例子咧，就系佢有一个色欲嘅心咧，系向 Krishna 嘅。咁摩诃姑娘咧，啲 gopi 咧，亦都系有对 Krishna 咧有种嘅同样嘅差唔多嘅心绪嘅。
It is like the comparison between gold and iron.The gopis' their love for Krishna is like gold, but Kubja's lust for Krishna is like iron.
咁但系咧，摩姑娘嗰个心水咧，同 Kubja 嘅心水咧系完全唔同嘅，就好似咧金啊同埋呢个铁嘅比较啊。摩姑娘嘅心水对 Krishna 咧系纯粹嘅爱啦，而咧系 Kubja 对 Krishna 嘅心水咧系出于呢个色欲嘅心嘅。
The gopis have love for Krishna, not lust.
咁摩姑娘咧对 Krishna 咧嗰种嘅心水咧系爱啊，唔系色欲啊。
Then anger can be used in the service of Krishna by defeating those people who blaspheme Krishna. And if somebody attacks a devotee, then we should also get angry and defend the devotee. Just
愤怒咧都可以用嚟服务 Krishna 嘅，可以咧，譬如咧，有啲人咧，佢哋冒犯涉足 Krishna 嘅时候，我哋可以用言语嚟击败佢哋啦。咁亦都系有人系袭击奉献者嘅时候咧，我哋都可以利用愤怒咧嚟到保卫其他奉献者嘅。
Just like when Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were attacked by Jagai and Madhai, then Lord Chaitanya became angry.
咁就好似咧系呢个 Nityananda Prabhu 咧，同埋咧系 Haridas Thakur。被人襲擊的時候呢被 Jagai 和 Madhai 襲擊的時候呢那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就變得很憤怒了。
Lord Chaitanya was ready to kill them. And similarly, Lord Nrisingadev was very angry at Hiranyakashipu.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就差不多是準備要殺這兩個惡棍。那同樣來說呢Nrisimhadev 這個化身來說呢也都對這個惡魔 Hiranyakashipu 很憤怒的。
He was also angry at Lord Brahma for giving benediction to Hiranyakashipu.
咁你孙亚爹咧，亦都好愤怒于呢、这个。Brahma 神咧，因为佢系俾祝福啊，俾呢个嘅尼希兰嘅卡斯普嘅。
Because they had given so much trouble to Prahlad, his devotee, so devotee can tolerate all offences against himself, but we cannot tolerate to see another devotee offend.
咁所以咧，因为咧呢两者嚟讲咧，系令到佢嘅奉献者 Prahlad Maharaj 咧系带嚟好多麻烦啊。所以来讲呢，一个奉献者呢，他能够容忍呢是自身啊，那个受人的侮辱啦，或者是指责啦，但是他不能够容忍呢是其他的奉献者呢是受到呢是这个冒犯的。
We have to take action, we have to be angry and defend them. And similarly, we may also be greedy for devotional service.
所以来讲呢，一个奉献者见到另一个奉献者是受到冒犯的时候呢，那嗰、那个奉献者就应该咧系挺身而出啦，系去保护啊嗰、那个受冒犯嘅奉献者嘅。咁同样嚟讲咧，我哋嘅贪婪咧都可以用喺奉献服务之上嘅。
If we are greedy, we want more service. We are always greedy to get more service, to distribute more books.
咁样咧，如果我哋好贪婪于奉献服务，即系话咧好渴求做多啲奉献服务，呢个好事嚟嘅。我哋可以咧系争取系派多啲嘅书嘅。
Like then that is all, that is transcendental. If we are greedy, we say I want to do the RT, then that is transcendental.
咁呢个咧系超然嘅心水嚟嘅。譬如咧，我话如果你贪婪嘅话，啊，我想做多啲咧系 RT 啊，呢个灯仪啊，咁呢个系属于超然嘅。
But these same things, when they're in relation to the body, when they're in relation to satisfying our material senses, and these take us to hell.
咁样呢啲嘅愤怒啊、色欲啊、贪婪，如果净系针对喺我哋嘅身体啊，我哋想自己得到多啲嘅时候咧，咁呢啲咁样嘅品质嚟讲咧，就系引领我哋去地狱啦。
It is said, "Mahat sevam dwaram mahur vamuktes." Tamod tamodwaram yoshitam sangi sangam, that by serving the devotees, it opens the doors to the liberation.
有个师姐咧系解释咧，透过咧服务咧系主嘅奉献者嚟讲咧，解脱之门咧就为我哋敞开咗啦。
But when we serve the senses and the things in relation to our senses, then it takes us to hell.
咁反之咧，如果我哋咧系服务感官啦，或者服务我哋感官而嚟嘅其他嘢嘅话咧，就系咧引领我哋去地狱啦。
So devotees are very careful to always keep the senses under control.
咁所以咧，奉献者嚟讲咧会好小心啦，经常咧控制佢嘅感官嘅。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the example about a tortoise. Yeah, the tortoise, when there's some danger, that he will bring his limbs inside the shell.
咁啊，博加梵哥咧 ，Krishna 咧用一个例子咧，就好似乌龟咁嘅。乌龟咧，当系受到袭击啊，或者系想保护自己嘅时候咧，佢就会缩埋咧嗰啲嘅身体咧喺个壳里边嘅。
And this way he can protect himself from any danger. So in the same way, devotees, so long as we have service to Krishna, we can be active and use our senses. But
咁啊，所以嚟讲咧。一个乌龟咧就能够咁样保护自己啦。咁当我哋咧系奉献者嚟讲啦，感官好活跃嘅时候咧，我哋就用呢啲嘅感官咧嚟服务 Krishna 啦。
If there's no service, then we have to withdraw our senses. We have to detach.
咁如果系冇服务做嘅时候咧，我哋就要收摄啊，我哋嘅感官啊，我哋就要不依附啊。
So in this, Maitreya is describing Vidura as Rajan, O King.
咁呢度咧，呢个狮子咧 ，Maitreya 咧。麦贴亚咧系称呼啊，呢个 Vidura 维杜拉咧系称为 Rajan 国王咁解嘅。
Third and fourth canto is all Vidura and Maitreya。
咁第三篇啊，第四篇《博伽亚谈》嚟讲，好多嘅对话咧都系由呢个 Maitreya 向呢个 Vidura 讲嘅。
So he's addressed as king, and Prabhupada is discussing the significance why Vidura is king. Remember who is Vidura?
咁啊，喺呢个要旨里边咧，就包括解释啊，点解称呼呢个维杜拉 Vidura 咧系叫做国王嘅咧？咁大家知唔知 Vidura 系咩人物嚟噶
？Lalita, you remember Vidura? Who's Vidura? No, Bhavatrini, you remember? Yeah, that's one thing.Anything else about Vidura?
The brother of Vidura.
Yeah, he's a brother. What else do you know about Vidura?
咁咧有人答咧就 Vidula 咧就係呢個盲眼嘅國王叫做係 Dhritarashtra 迪托拉斯陀嘅兄弟嚟嘅。咁大家仲有咩多啲資料關於 Vidula 嘅身世嘅咧
？Vidura, you don't remember? Vidura is quite an interesting personality. Remember, he's the brother, but he was born in the womb of a Dasiputra, in the womb of one of the servants in the palace.
咁 Vidula 咧係一位好傳奇同埋好有趣嘅人物嚟㗎。咁佢本人佢嘅身世咧就係話佢誕自一個嘅Dasiputra， 即係話咧一個皇宮裏面一個女仆啊嘅胎腹嘅，即係佢媽媽係一個女仆嚟㗎。
He wasn't born in the womb of a queen。
咁佢咧就唔係一個皇后所生嘅。
So he was living in the palace with his brothers Dhritarashtra and Pandu. Of course, Pandu died, and then Dhritarashtra became the king.
咁佢系同佢两个兄弟咧系一齐生活啦。咁佢嘅大哥咧就系呢个盲眼嘅 Dhritarashtra 啦，而佢另一位咧就系第二位阿哥咧就叫做 Pandu 啦。咁之前有个嘅事迹咧就系话 Pandu 咧佢英年早逝啦。后来咧，佢嘅大哥咧就叫做 Dhritarashtra 盲眼嗰位咧，就做咗咧系呢个国王嘅。
And Vidura had, although he was born in the womb of a Sudra woman, he was a very saintly person.
咁虽然咧 Vidura 咧系诞自一个嘅女仆嘅胎腹啦，但系佢本人咧系一位好圣洁嘅人嚟嘅。
Who had conceived these three children?Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidura, they were all conceived by the semen of who was the father?
咁究竟啊，呢三兄弟啊 ，Dhritarashtra 啦、Pandu 啦同埋 Vidura 啦，咁佢哋嘅爸爸系边位咧
？Their father was Vyasa。
佢哋嘅爸爸咧就称为 Vyasa Dev， 维亚萨。
The semen of Vyasa that conceived these three children.There were two wives, and the king was originally Vichitravirya.
咁佢哋三者咧嘅上一代嚟讲咧，就系咁样嘅情况嘅。佢哋原本咧有一个嘅之上嘅国王咧，就叫 Vichitravirya。咁佢哋呢个国王咧，总共有三兄弟嘅。咁其中一位佢哥哥咧就叫 Bhishma 比斯马啦。咁佢仲有一位咧，系同母异父嘅兄弟嘅，就叫做咧系 Vyasa 维亚萨。
A king called Vichitravirya, and his brother was Bhishma. So Bhishma, he was a brahmachari. He vowed, I will not marry, because his father wanted to marry again. But the girl who he wanted to marry, her father said.Oh, it's not good if you marry because you have already got a son.
咁大哥咧就叫做 Bhishma 啦。咁比斯马咧，佢曾经发过一个誓啦。咁佢话咧，佢每成世人都做 Brahmachari 精守生咧，佢不会不娶嘅。咁点解佢会不娶妻咧？原来咧佢系发呢个誓嘅原因咧，就系因为佢爸爸咧想再娶另一位太太。佢爸爸咧就系神坦奴嘅，咁佢爸爸咧就想娶第二任嘅太太啦，咁但系佢睇中咗一位女子之后咧，佢就向佢嘅女子嘅爸爸啦，即系佢岳父啦，咁当时佢岳父咧嘅工作系个渔夫嚟嘅，咁啊提出呢个婚事啦，咁嗰个嘅岳父咧。就唔肯啊，将佢女嫁俾佢啊，因为咧个岳父咧就话如果我女嫁俾你嘅时候咧，因为你已经系有一个仔噶啦，你个仔叫 Bhishma 比斯马，咁所以咧，咁如果我嘅女同你所生嘅仔女咧系出嚟嘅时候咧，就会即系受到咧不良嘅对待，因为你已经有个仔噶啦嘛，咁佢啲后人咁咪唔可以做皇帝咯。所以嚟讲咧，因为咧 ，Bhishma 比斯马想取悦佢嘅爸爸，等佢爸爸咧能够娶到佢嘅太太 ，Bhishma 就发誓我咧系终身不娶。咁就系因为佢终身不娶咧，就 令到咧佢冇後人啦。咁而佢爸爸同埋佢呢個新嘅繼母所生嘅仔女咧，就會係做皇帝嘅，因為佢自己都應承咧係唔做皇帝啦，而佢又冇後人啦。咁咧，所以咧佢爸爸過身之後，而下一任嘅皇帝繼任人咧，就係佢嘅細佬咧，就稱為咧 Richard Javeria。呢個咧就係佢爸爸啦，同埋佢第二任嘅皇后啦，呢、這個漁夫女啦所生嘅。
So Bhishma said, "Then I promise I will not marry, and then my father can marry the girl he wants, and then if she has a child, her son can become the king." Anyway, first of all, there was the Maharaj Santanu. This is important. It's the basic structure, basic story behind the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. And there was a king called Maharaj Santanu.
好啦，点都好啦，我哋咧将个故事由头再讲过。咁你之前咧，其实咧系有一个国王，呢、这个国王嘅名咧叫 Santanu。咁呢、这个嘅故事好重要嘅，因为成本《博家雅谈》里边咧，仲有咧《博家梵歌》里边都系啊，都系由呢个背景嘅故事咧系一路讲落嚟嘅。咁我哋所以咧讲清楚俾大家听嘅。
There was a king called Maharaj Santanu, and his wife was the Ganga.
咁咧，嗰个故事咧系咁样情况嘅。有一个皇帝，佢嘅名咧叫 Santanu， 佢有个太太，有个皇后，佢名咧叫做恒河女神，叫 Ganga。
Ganga had many several children. Each time she had a child, she would drown it.
咁恒河女神咧 ，Ganga 咧，佢系有好几个嘅儿子嘅。咁佢每次个儿子生咗落嚟之后咧，就将佢咧系掟落呢个恒河啦，等佢浸死啦。
So, but then finally she had a child, and Maharaj Santanu would not let her drown the child.
咁到最尾嗰个嘅儿子系出世嘅时候咧，恒河女神 Ganga 咧，亦都想将呢个仔咧系掟落恒河里边啊。咁但系佢嘅丈夫咧就阻止佢咁做，唔俾佢咁做。
She had told her husband, she had told Maharaj Santanu, "I will stay with you, but do not interfere with me when I do anything." So
咁其实咧之前咧，佢哋夫妻咧系有个协议喺度嘅。咁佢嘅呢位 Ganga 恒河女神咧就提出个要求。同呢個 Santanu 咧，佢嘅丈夫咁講嘅，佢話：嗱，我咧就可以同埋你喺埋一齊，但係咧，你咧唔好干涉我所做嘅任何嘢。如果你干涉我做任何嘢嘅話咧，咁我就會離開你噶啦。
They were having children, and every time she had a child, she would go and drown it in the Ganga.
咁但係咧，呢個協議過之後咧，佢哋夫妻咧所生嘅仔女咧。佢就呢位嘅 Ganga 恒河女神咧，就呢位妈妈咧，就将佢嘅仔女咧，将佢嘅仔咧，就掟落呢个恒河里边咧，等佢浸死嘅。
So Maharaj Santanu was getting upset because he was a Kshatriya king and he wanted to have children. So
咁所以咧，佢呢个作为丈夫咧，佢一个国王嚟嘅，呢个 Santanu 王，因为咧佢想有儿子继位嘅，即系到时佢离开咗呢个皇位之后。所以佢一路见到佢儿子咧系离开呢个人世嘅时候咧，佢都觉得系好失望啦，好沮丧啊。
When this eighth child was born, he wouldn't let her drown it.
所以咧，当呢个第八个儿子咧系出世嘅时候咧，而佢嘅太太呢个皇后咧系想将呢个儿子掟落恒河嘅时候咧，佢就阻止佢咁做啦，唔俾佢咁做啦，干涉佢嘅行动啦。
You see, all of these children were actually demigods who had been cursed, and she was drowning them so that they could go back to the heavenly plan.
其实咧，呢个恒河女神咧，呢个 Ganga 咧，佢点解将自己嘅仔咧系掟落恒河？有段古嘅，原来佢所生嘅呢啲嘅仔嚟讲咧，全部啊，佢哋嘅前一世啦，即系啲仔嘅前一世咧，系呢个半神人嚟嘅。嗰啲半神人咧，当时咧系受到诅咒啊！要落嚟呢个世界投生啊！咁咧，嗰啲半神人咧就乞求啦，即系唔好受咁多苦啦。所以咧， 这个恒河女神呢，为了帮他们早日是解脱，早日呢是离开这个这个人类的生命，所以呢他又将呢是他的仔女呢，即是前一世是半神人那些的仔女呢，就掟落这个恒河，然之后呢等他早日呢是重拾返这个的身份，这个半神人的身份，等他呢是解除这个诅咒的。
So this child grew up, he was Bhishma.
咁到到呢个第八位呢个儿子咧，就出生嘅时候咧，佢其实上一世都系半神人嘅。咁但系由于佢嘅爸爸系阻止佢咧，佢就唔能够就去即系解脱或者去离开呢个人世啦。咁所以咧，佢就长大咗啦。长大咗咧，就有个名啦，就叫做 Bhishma 比斯马啦。
So then later, Ganga left him, so his father was left without his wife.
咁由于呢个嘅恒河女神咧，预早咧系有个约定啦，同佢丈夫啦，神坦奴啦。咁神坦奴咧呢个国王咧系阻止咗佢皇后咧嘅事情啦，所以咧呢个恒河女神咧就离开佢啦，离开佢丈夫啦。咁佢咧就离开咗之后咧，呢位嘅父王咧就同埋佢仔咧就相依为命啦。咁所以咧就冇太太喺度啦。
So then he saw this beautiful young girl. Her name was Satyavati.
咁后来咧过咗一段时候之后咧，咁呢位嘅国王咧就叫做Santanu 啦。咁啊见到咧有一位美丽嘅女士啦，就好想同佢结婚。呢位女士咧叫 Satyavati。
She was the daughter of a fisherman.
呢位女士嚟讲咧，佢系渔夫嘅之女嚟嘅。
Now.This girl also had some. She was a very, very beautiful woman, and she had attracted. So she had attracted Parasara.
咁呢位女士都唔简单嘅，佢系一位好美丽嘅女士嚟嘅。咁之前咧，佢有段故事嘅。呢位女士嚟讲系吸引咗一位圣哲啊，系呢位圣哲嘅名咧就叫 Parasara.
The father of Vyasa.
呢位 Parasara 咧，后来又成为咗维亚萨。嘅父親嘅
Parasara, this time Vyasa was not born because what happened? Parasara saw this beautiful girl, and he desired to give her a child.
咁 Parasara 咧，當時咧就未有個仔叫做呢個嘅Vyasa 嘅。咁個 Vyasa 嘅出生就係咁樣嘅。佢當時咧呢，佢爸爸咧就係呢個嘅Parasara 啦，就好喜歡呢個漁夫女啊，就想同佢咧係想。想啊，同佢呢个结合啦，然之后诞生一个仔咧，系俾呢个嘅呢个嘅渔夫女嘅。
So he arranged that she could keep her puberty, keep her purity, and at the same time have a child. So this child was Vyasa.
咁咧就佢呢个嘅大瑜伽师咧，叫做系Parasara 啦，佢就用佢原臂力量啦，就同个女子咧就结合啦。但系与此同时咧。佢可以令到呢個嘅女子咧，就保持呢個精操啦，保持呢個處女啦，保持呢個純粹嘅身份嘅。
So later on, Maharaj Santanu, who was the father of Bhishma, he saw this girl, Satyavati, and he wanted to marry Satyavati.
咁之後咧，就誕生咗呢個維亞薩 Vyasadev 啦。咁過咗一段時候之後咧，呢、这个嘅另一位个皇帝咧，头先讲咗叫 Santanu 啦，就见到呢个女子咧叫 Satyavati 咧就好靓啦，就想娶佢嘅。
So the father of Satyavati said, "No, because you already have a son, and if she marries you, her children will not be respected." So then when Bhishma heard about this, then he said, "Well, to make my father happy, I vow I will never marry."
咁呢个嘅。渔夫咧，即系 Satyavati 嘅爸爸咧，就反对呢件婚事啊，因为咧个渔夫就话：如果咧我女咧系嫁俾你之下，咁我女同你所生嗰啲仔女咧，就会即系对待得唔好啊？点解咧？因为佢哋咧唔能够做皇帝啊，因为咧你咧已经有个仔噶啦，系大仔，咁变咗你的大仔叫 Bhishma 咧，比斯马咧就会做皇帝，咁佢后人又会做皇帝，咁我女所生嗰啲嘅仔女，咁咪即系做唔到皇帝啦。咁后来咧，当 Bhishma 咧，比斯马咧作为儿子咧，佢听到呢个嘅消息嘅时候咧， 佢就会同我爸爸咧系散摊度讲啦。话爸爸，我咧就为咗取悦你啦，所以咧我就发一个誓啦，我会终身不娶嘅，同埋我都唔会做皇帝，我亦都冇后人咧系继任嘅做皇帝呢样嘢。所以咧，你同呢个渔夫女咧系所生嗰啲仔女咧，佢哋就会做皇帝嘅。所以咧，你可以咧就因此咧系应承咗咯。你嗰个岳父咧可以咧系将娶到咧系呢个嘅渔夫女嘅。
And then my father can marry this girl. So Mara Santanu married Satyavati. And the result was they had a child called Vichitravirya.
所以呢后来呢他们就结了婚了，就是他爸爸 Santanu 和这个女子呢叫做 Satyavati。后来他们两者生了个仔叫做 Vichitravirya。
Then Vichitravirya took two wives, but he died before he had any child. So they wanted another child to could be the king. So they said that Bhishma is a brother, so he, in the other ages, a brother can beget children in the womb of the wife.
咁后来咧 ，Vichitravirya 就娶咗两个嘅太太啦。但系 Vichitravirya 就英年早逝啦，佢都冇后人，都未生仔女咧，就已经系过咗世啦。咁就留低咗两个太太喺度。咁但系咧，而家咧就变咗冇后人咧去继任啊呢个皇帝嘅职位啊。咁所以咧，佢哋大家咧就商议啦，就要揾咧系 Vichitravirya 嘅兄弟咧嚟到帮啊，帮呢、这个Vichitravirya 嘅太太咧系结合啦，系嚟到系生呢个嘅太子啦，嚟到继任呢个皇帝噶。喺以前嘅年代咧，系兄弟咧系可以咧系帮佢嘅妻室咧系交合嘅。嚟到係產生呢個嘅仔女嘅，而家呢個卡利年代咧係經典咧係禁止嘅呢個做法嘅。
Of his brother, and they can give child to the brother's wife. Not in the Kali Yuga, but in the other ages, this was allowed. So Maharaj Santanu said, "Well, I have a son already. My son Bhishma, he could give children to these two."
所以咧。这个父王呢就是叫做Santanu 就提议了、啊、我除了这个仔离了世之外，再另一个仔叫比斯马 Bhishma， 他可以帮手去跟这个他兄弟 的妻室结合啦，产生仔女做皇帝啦。
But Bhishma says, I vow to be Brahmachari, I cannot break my vow. So the mother of Vichitravirya, she said,I already have another son. I will ask my son to give the children. So Vyasa.
咁啊，但系 Bhishma 咧就回答啦，佢话我咧就曾经发过誓咧，就话终身不娶嘅、哦。咁同埋咧就我系即系唔可以打破我呢个誓言嘅、哦。咁佢嘅母后咧叫做Satyavati 啦，咁就答啦。佢话唔紧要，我仲有另一个仔嘅。佢叫 Vyasa 嘅，咁佢可以帮手咧，系同佢嘅兄弟嘅妻室咧系结合啦，而生仔女嘅。
Vyasa came and he gave the children, but the first wife, she was when she saw Vyasa, because he was a sage coming from the forest, she was frightened by him, trembled in fear. So the first child came out a very white, pale color, and then the second queen.She decided that she would not even look. She just closed her eyes when she was conceiving the child. So the second child was Dhritarashtra. He was born blind.
咁后来咧 ，Vyasa 咧就前来嚟帮手啦。咁 Vyasa 咧就同第一任嘅佢兄弟嘅第一位妻子咧系结合啦。咁所由于咧呢位妻子嚟讲咧，就见到 Vyasa 咧系一个从森林而来嘅圣洁咧，个样咧就。唔係咁好睇啦，同埋個樣咧就令到佢好驚啦，咁所以咧佢好驚，好驚恐之下咧同佢結合啦，咁所生嘅仔女咧就變得好蒼白啦，咁呢位好蒼白嘅兒子咧就稱為潘度啦，咁當第二任嘅太太咧，即係佢兄弟嘅第二任太太咧，就同 Vyasa 結合嘅時候咧。佢咧就亦都佢话不如我合埋眼啦，咁啊合埋眼之下同佢结合嘅时候咧，所生嘅仔咧就系盲眼嘅， 呢位盲眼嘅仔嘅名咧，就系呢个Dhritarashtra 迪托拉斯陀啦。
So they were not very satisfied with either of these children. One was all white and pale, and the other one was blind. So they said, "You have to, Vyasa has to conceive another child." But the queen's trick.
咁啊，后来呢两个仔嘅诞生之后咧，佢哋嘅家人咧都唔系好满意啊，因为一个咧系面色好苍白啦，同埋咧系个身体唔系咁健康啦。咁第二个仔咧就系出生咧就系盲眼嘅。咁所以咧，佢哋要求咧呢个 Vyasa 维亚萨咧就即系再次做一次嘅结合啦，希望生第三个仔嘅。
They did a trick. They did not go in the room. They sent one of the other maid servants into the room.
咁啊，呢两个皇后咧就即系去做一个诡计出嚟啦，因为咧佢哋再唔想见到呢个 Vyasa 咧，咁佢哋冇入个房间里边咧，佢哋安排咧另一位嘅 David Das， 即系话皇宫咧一个嘅宫女啦，一个嘅婢女咧，去进入个房间里边咧，等咧系呢个 Vyasa 咧系同佢结合嘅。
One of the David Dasis, one of the many maids in the palace. So Vyasa came and conceived the child, and this woman was very good, and she was blessed with a very saintly child.Vyasa was very satisfied, and the result was that they had a very good child. So this child was Vidura.
咁啊 ，Vyasa 嚟到之后咧，喺个房间里边同佢结合嘅时候咧，咁由于呢个女士咧就好谦恭啦，同埋好服务嘅心态咧，咁所以 Vyasa 咧就好满意啊，即系同啊呢位女士嘅服务啦，咁所以咧佢咧就祝福啦呢位女士咧有一位好圣洁嘅孩子啊。咁后来咧呢位嘅孩子咧就系 Vidura 啦，维杜拉啦。
Now Vidura was not just simply an ordinary child, but he was an incarnation of Yamara.
咁 Vidura 咧，佢并不是一个普通嘅小孩一个出生嚟嘅，佢其实咧佢嘅前一生咧系Yamaraj 阎罗王啊，即系话咧 Vidura 咧系阎罗王嘅化身嚟嘅 ，Yamaraj 嘅化身嚟嘅。
Yamaraj is one of the 12 Mahajans.
Yamaraj 呢，阎罗王呢，佢系其中一位嘅 Mahajan.
Yeah. Well, Mahajans means one of the authorities of devotional service.
Mahajan 嘅意思就即系话咧，喺呢个世界上有十二位咧系呢个奉爱服务嘅权威嘅，咁佢咧就系其中一位咧奉爱服务嘅权威人士，咁呢啲权威人士就称为 Mahajan.
So you may wonder, how did Yamaraj become cursed to be the servant, to take birth in the womb of a maid servant?
咁大家可能咧心里边有个疑团啊，就系话点有可能咧 Yamaraj 阎罗王咧会被诅咒而诞生成为一个女仆嘅儿子嘅咧
？Yamaraj was cursed. There's a story that there were some bandits hiding in a cave.And some bandit, there were many bandits, they were hiding in a cave, and when they were arrested by the soldiers, within that cave there was one great yogi. And the yogi got arrested along with all these other bandits, and they were all supposed to be sentenced to death.
咁呢就原来点解 Yamaraj 阎罗王会被诅咒有咁嘅出生呢，原来个故事呢系咁样嘅。话说咧，就有一次啊，嗰啲嘅盗贼咧就俾人咧系追捕啊，咁佢哋全部都匿埋喺个山窿嗰度啊。咁喺山窿里边咧，就原本咧已经有个瑜伽师咧喺度噶啦。咁当嗰啲嘅兵卒咧系嚟到去逮捕呢班嘅盗贼嘅时候咧，佢哋就不知怎地咧就连埋呢个瑜伽师都一齐逮捕埋。而佢哋成班人咧，都系被判死刑嘅。
By a spear. So just before the death sentence was carried out, it came to the king that a great yogi has also been by mistake. This yogi is also with them.
咁佢哋咧就受死嘅情况咧就俾矛咧系插死嘅。咁啱啱咧要行刑嘅时候咧，咁有个消息咧就嚟到去国王嘅面前咧，就系话原来咧喺呢班盗贼里边咧有一位儒家师系无辜嘅。咁国王咧就嗱嗱临咧就去呢个嘅行刑之嘅地方咧就阻止咗呢个嘅行刑啦。咁国王咧就向呢个儒家师咧系求情咧系宽求希望系宽恕啦。
And the king immediately came, and just before the death sentence was carried out, he released a yogi and he asked for forgiveness. So the yogi forgave the king, but then he went to see Yamaraj to find out why this had happened to him.
咁呢个瑜伽师咧就原谅咗呢个国王啦。咁但系咧，佢觉得佢点解会受到呢啲咁样嘅对待咧？佢用瑜伽嘅神通嘅力量咧，就去咗咧呢个阎罗王。嘅地方啊 ，Yamaraj 嘅地方，就问佢点解佢要受啲咁嘅苦啊
？So he went to Yamaraj, and Yamaraj explained to him. He said, "When you were a little boy, you took some grass and you pierced insect, and this is why this reaction has come upon you."
咁阎罗王咧就见到佢之后，就同呢个瑜伽师解释啦。佢话就咁样嘅，当你系细细个小孩嘅时候咧，你曾经用啲草咧嚟到系去插一啲嘅昆虫啊，咁所以咧呢个就系你因果嘅报应，而你咧系需要咁样去受痛苦啦。
So the yogi was upset to hear this. He said, "This is not just. This is not fair."
咁呢个瑜伽师听到之后咧，就觉得咧系好唔公平啊！呢个完全咧系即系不当嘅判断嚟嘅。
And he cursed Yamaraj to take birth in the womb of a maidservant.
因此呢个瑜伽师咧就诅咒啊呢个嘅阎罗王 Yamaraj 咧。就是诞生会投胎咧，做一个女仆嘅儿子嘅。
But actually, this was a blessing for Yamaraj, because Yamaraj's service is so difficult. He always has to punish sinful people.
咁其实咧，呢个诅咒咧，反而系一种祝福啊！对呢个 Yamaraj 阎罗王嚟讲，因为阎罗王乜呢个佢系经常咧要惩罚啲罪人啊，咁啊好忙嘅，佢就冇机会做服务嘅。
So he was happy to have this curse because it gave him a chance to go and preach. He could go and visit all the holy places, and then he came back to preach to Dhritarashtra.
所以呢，阎罗王咧听到呢个诅咒之后就好高兴啊，因为咧呢个诅咒令佢有机会咧去传教、去周游啊、去啊，即系探访啲圣地啊。咁所以咧，最后嚟讲呢个佢成為呢個維杜拉嘅時候咧，佢周遊咗聖地之後，佢翻轉頭向佢嘅一位哥哥咧，叫盲眼嘅哥哥咧，叫 Dhritarashtra 咧，係傳教嘅。
So Vidura had actually he was living in the palace, but then he was insulted by the son of Dhritarashtra, and then he immediately left the palace and he went on pilgrimage for many many years.
咁維杜拉當時其實住喺皇宮裏邊嘅，咁但係咧佢受到佢嘅侄兒咧，即係話 Dhritarashtra 嗰啲嘅仔咧，係侮辱啊！咁佢立即就離開咗啲皇宮啦。咁其實去咗呢個周遊呢個世界咧，好多好多年嘅。
And in the course of his pilgrimage, he met with Maitreya. First, he met Uddhava, and he wanted Uddhava to be his guru. But Uddhava would not accept him. He said, "No, you should go to Maitreya." And from Maitreya, he heard all of this.
咁喺佢呢個喺呢个游历嘅期间嘅时候咧，佢又遇上咧呢个 Uddhava， 佢想咧 Uddhava 咧系即系做佢师傅啊。咁 Uddhava 就唔肯啦，咁佢仲引介咗咧系呢个 Maitreya 麦帖亚啦嘅圣哲啦，去就近佢啦。咁啊呢个维杜拉咧就即系求见咗呢个 Maitreya 麦帖亚啦。咁啊从麦帖亚里边咧系学咗好多好多关于灵性方面嘅知识啊，就好似呢度圣典博阿谈咁样描述咁样。
So now you know who is Vidura. Prabhupada also warned the GBC. He said, just like Yamaraj was cursed. He said the GBC have to be very careful also that they manage properly.
咁大家知道边位系 Vidura 维杜拉啦？咁咧，巴布巴亦都曾经咧系向呢、这个GBC 咧，我哋协会里边嘅监管委员会咧系警告啊。佢话咧就好似咧呢个。Yamaraj 呢个阎罗王咧，俾人诅咒咁样啦，所以咧，我哋作为你哋作为呢个 GBC 咧，呢个 我哋協會裏面嘅監管委員會咧，就應該咧好小心啊，喺我哋嘅行政啦同埋管理事宜之上啊。
He said that Yamaraj, some one person was not satisfied with his management, and the result was he got cursed.
就好似呢個閻羅王 Yamaraj 咧，就有人咧係唔滿意啊，佢嘅管理啊，所以咧佢就被詛咒啦。
So it is very difficult. It is said to take care of the deities, to take care of the brahmanas, and to take care of cows. They're very, very great responsibility.
所以咧係好困難嘅工作去做管理啊，尤其是要管理啦、照顧啦呢個神像啦，管理照顧呢個嘅婆羅門啦，管理照顧呢個牛隻啦、母牛啦，咁啊係好困難咧，係即係好辛苦嘅。
And we have to be careful we do not get cursed. Of course, you might get the chance to go and preach like Yamaraj.
所以咧，我哋要做管理啊，做事嘅時候好小心啦，唔好俾人詛咒啦。咁詛咒都未必係好差嘅，詛咒之後你好似 Yamaraj 咁可以出去傳教啦。
Okay, we better stop getting late. Any question?
咁啦，好啦，我哋咧讲到呢度，大家有冇咩问题咧
？Yeah，
好啦，有一个问题咧，就系问点解 Vyasadeva 咧，佢系可以同佢嘅兄弟嘅太太咧嚟到系结合咧，又可以帮佢哋咧系产儿子嘅咧？
No, but we explained that this is not allowed in Kali Yuga, but in other ages it's allowed.
个答案咧就系我哋之前已经解释过啦。呢个嘅情况嚟讲咧，喺呢个卡利年代咧系唔允许噶，经典唔准噶。但系以前嘅年代系可以咁样做噶。问题咧就系问啊，呢个第一位男士咧同呢个 Satyavati 结合嘅系咩名咧？同埋。咁点解之后呢位女士又可以再嫁第二位嘅咧？
哦、，Parasara's conception of Satyavati。
哦，系啊，个答案咧就系、是、呢位男士咧就叫 Parasara。
Parasara's conception of it，but he allowed her to by his mystic power，he could give her a child without taking away her virginity. She still a chaste woman。
咁係啊 ，Parashara 啦，佢係俾到一個兒子啦，係俾到呢個嘅 Satyavati 啦。咁但係透過佢嘅原秘嘅力量咧，瑜伽嘅神通咧，佢令到咧呢個 Satyavati 咧係有兒子之後咧，都保持住呢個嘅精操嘅呢個處女嘅身份嘅。
So there was no break in the religious principle.
所以咧喺呢件事件之上咧，系冇违背啊呢个宗教嘅原则嘅。好啦，下一个问题。
It's not a low birth。
问题咧就系、是、问啊呢个嘅 Vyasadeva 咧，佢系主嘅文学化身嚟嘅。咁点解佢有咁低下嘅出生咧？个答案咧就系佢嘅出生咧并不低微嘅。
I mean, we don't consider Jesus Christ to be a low birth.
咁我哋亦都唔認為咧，耶穌基督咧，佢係出生住一個低微嘅階層。
That's a very special birth.
好似耶穌基督都係咁樣噶，佢都唔係一個低下出生嘅，佢媽媽都係個童貞女嚟嘅。個問題咧就係問一個奉獻者，如果係憤怒嘅時候，另一個奉獻者應該係點樣幫佢嘅咧
？I don't know. What do you say, Krishna Baladev? What do you say about that? What's your feeling?
咁你先阿 Maras 咧就冇答到啦，咁啊佢就请阿 Krishna Baladev Babu 答嘅，咁佢答咧就系、
是，咁当一个奉献者系冒犯另一个奉献者的时候啦，咁第二个奉献者咧就应该讲俾佢听咧，就系唔好咁样做嘅，咁因为 Krishna 咧系唔会咧系开心嘅，就系、是、当一个奉献者咧系冒犯第二个奉献者的时候咧，咁如果个奉献者咧认为呢个唔系冒犯嚟嘅，咁但系咧。見到呢個冒犯嘅奉獻者咧，就應該係要勸佢啦，就係唔好作出同樣嘅冒犯啦。咁因為咧Krishna 咧亦都唔高興咧，佢嘅奉獻者咧係被冒犯嘅。咁一個奉獻者咧，就有陣時唔會覺得係被冒犯嘅。 咁咧係咪話佢咁樣做嘅話，咁其他奉獻者都係冒犯佢嘅時候，咁呢個就唔係問題嚟嘅咧？
That devotee may not feel offended, but the other seeing the offense, they should try to correct the devotee who makes offense.
咁就係雖然呢個奉獻者咧係覺得係未唔係受到冒犯啦，咁但係其他奉獻者見到咁嘅事情咧，就應該係制止冒犯別人嗰個奉獻者咧，就叫佢唔好再做呢啲事啦。咁就係要幫助嗰啲係冒犯別人嘅奉獻者啦。咁喺嘅 Vaishnava etiquette 嘅角度嚟睇咧，就係話當一個奉獻者見到另一個奉獻者冒犯別人嘅時候，而唔向佢作出更正嘅時候咧，咁呢個見到嘅奉獻者咧，亦都係要得到同樣嘅罪惡反應嘅。Maharaj, you say that we can use our greedy in the service, in our devotional service. So this kind of greedy will make an obstacle in our spiritual life.
好啦 ，Radha Kun 嘅問題咧就係話。Maharaj， 你话可以将我哋嘅贪婪用于奉献服务之上啊？咁呢个贪婪咧，会唔会令到我哋喺奉献服务之上咧，成为一种障碍咧
？Well, I said we have to be advanced to be able to use these qualities in the service of Krishna. But if somebody is greedy for service, that is it's certainly good.
个答案咧就系、是。之前我已經講咗嘅啦，就係話你要喺一個好進步嘅階段咧，先可以用呢啲品質咧，呢啲貪婪嘅品質咧嚟到做服務嘅。咁但係如果一個人好貪婪，好想做多啲服務，呢個係好事嚟嘅。
That is in the spiritual world, there's also that mood of people want to do more service. The gopis are competing with each other.One gopi serves Krishna and the other gopi thinks, oh, you have done so nice service for Krishna. Now I must try and do better.
在灵性世界来讲呢，这种的心水呢都是有在那里的。想做多些服务呢，想为 Krishna 呢是做多些。有个木偶姑娘呢见到另一个木偶姑娘呢为 Krishna 服务呢服务得很好的时候呢，她就这样想了。你做得真的好了。咁咧，我要加倍努力做得更加好先至得啦。
It's not envy, but it's just a desire to want to do more service for Krishna. We need devotees should have that desire that they want to do more, that they want to go and open a new center, they want to go and preach all over China. Baba Tarini is going to go with Veronique and preach yoga all over China.
咁呢种嘅心态咧，并不是系妒忌嘅。这个是奉献者是应该要有的，他是想做多些服务，想为 Krishna 做多些，譬如奉献者可以走出去开个新的中心，可以走去大陆传教，全中国都去，可以哪个人又可以去大陆 去开瑜伽中心这样。
OK, Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.